USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Rules Committee is meeting to set procedural guidelines for tomorrow's expected vote over the impeachment of President Trump. Testifying before that committee, Republican Congressman Doug Collins reminds us of one thing.
After all that has been said, all that's been talked about, and all that has been in that wonderfully written report, there's four facts that will never change. Both the President and Mr. Zelensky say there was no pressure. The call transcript shows no conditionality in aid and an investigation. By the way, Mr. Sondland, their key witness, the only thing they ever quote is his opening statement. They don't like to quote when he actually was questioned, when he said, well, yeah, I presume that. And then we talked about Mr. Yarmouth. Mr. Yarmouth said, we didn't have any conversation about conditionality of aid. That was just come out just the other day. Ukrainians were not aware the aid was withheld, even when the President spoke, and Ukrainians did not open investigations, didn't get a meeting, and still got their aid.
According to the Fed Reserve, U.S. manufacturing rose by 1.1% in the month of November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Democratic-controlled Congress is opening up the purse strings once again. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Congress is giving federal agencies millions to study gun violence. The Hill reports the House and Senate reached a deal this week, Congress allocating $25 million to the CDC and National Institutes of Health to research ways to prevent gun violence. It's reportedly the first time in two decades Congress has voted to fund such gun violence research.
At least three people are dead after tornadoes tore through parts of the South on Monday. NBC meteorologist Bill Karn says there have been 37 tornadoes reported.
We know we had three fatalities from tornadoes yesterday and numerous injuries. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama were the hardest hit.
The National Weather Service office in Lake Charles, Louisiana, reported one of the tornadoes cut a 65-mile path through that part of the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More and more people are coming down with the flu, and even though Christmas is around the corner, it's not too late to get your shot. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
In USA News for Your Health, the flu virus surfacing in many states, but especially in the South. Dr. Belkis Pimentel, a family physician with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Southeast is mostly impacted. It is now starting to creep into the Northeast also, and all of the West Coast is also impacted.
And even though we are midway through December, Dr. Pimentel says it's not too late to get the flu shot.
And you should get it as soon as possible. It is not too late. It does take 2 weeks for it to work. So as soon as you can get it, you should get the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019. And as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us.
If you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 in Arizona. For more news, find us online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.